10. Art History. Listen to a discussion in an art history class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Today we're going to talk about two important art movements of the 20th century, Cubism and Surrealism. I want our focus to be on how they are constructed, rather than any sort of historical stuff. So, we'll start off by talking about how the Cubists thought of their art. Let's open up the discussion. Any thoughts? Yes.
Well, I seem to remember reading about how Cubism began. It was Picasso and Georges Braque. They thought of art in terms of little cubes.
That's true. Let me expand on that. What Cubism, Cubist art, tries to do is take apart a scene or a subject and tries to put it back together using geometric shapes, like cubes, hence the name Cubism. Is that clear?
Well, the thing I wonder is, I mean, everything is made of shapes anyway, right? So how is Cubism really different?
Good question. Putting the shapes back together really isn't all of it. The most important part of it is that the shapes have to be reassembled in an abstract way. So maybe a cube goes at the end of an arm where a hand usually would be. Therefore, it's more abstract. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and actually, can I say something about Surrealism? I mean, if we're done with Cubism?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so from what I recall, Surrealism had the same idea of distorting reality, right? But the Surrealists did it in a different way. I remember someone saying that the best way to describe Surrealism was to think of it as putting real things in a dream world.
You know, I like that idea. I'd say Surrealism is very much like that. But in artistic terms, they took actual things and merged them in strange ways, rather than reassemble them in different shapes. So, like in Dolly's works, you might see clocks on a table out in the desert melting clocks and a tree growing out of the table. You wouldn't usually see those things in real life, right? At least not together. So, it's almost like being in a dream world, even just looking at the painting.
1. How does the professor organize the information about the two art movements? Two. Why does the professor mention geometric shapes? Three. Why does the student mention distorting reality?